Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Brought to you by Drake Street Studios.
Thank you, Drake Street and Mordiana Kirsten. How are you today?
Good morning. I got a bit of the, hey, it's winter and your body's going, wow, bugs.
Oh, but, yeah. There's a bit of that going around. The sort of like plague is really yeah. stretching across Auckland City right now.
So early. Gosh, the leaves have only just turned. I'm like, yeah, that's it. I've got some hibiscus, honey, and ginger drink.
Ooh, that sounds very yum and wellnessy. So
that's right, yeah, wellnessy.
Well, we're going to really, I think, get people in their sort of like big feelings today because we're talking about some working class anthems this morning, Kirsten. Where does this kind of come from? This world of music.
Well, who would have thought? You know, I came across some, you know, on a list someplace, and I'm like, you know, it's so interesting because usually we associate popular music with extreme capitalism.
Yes.
And, you know, we try to look at sometimes the edges of the fringes of it and how capitalism is so greedy, it will circulate things that critique it.
It's true. They're like, well, can we make some money off this even That's if right. it's slagging us off? We'll still have a crack at it. Yeah.
So we've got some great tracks that have lasted through the decades. Actually, our first track is really old, from the 1930s.
There's a great and a bloody fight round this whole world tonight. In the battle of bombs and shrapnel rain, Hitler told the world around he would tear our union down. But our union's gonna break them slavery chains. And our union's gonna break them slavery chains.
We got, of course, Woody Guthrie here. Tear the fascists down with his This Machine Kills Fascists guitar proudly on the cover of this one.
That's right. So he's going around, you know, and America is terrified of anything that sniffs like communism, which, of course, includes workers' rights and, let's say, having smoker breaks and having decent hours.
While the Russians fight on across the Don, there's London in ruins and Paris in chains. Good people, what are we waiting on?
So this is obviously a direct, like, war commentary song. What was the context this song kind of flew into, Kirsten?
Well, you know, he's from this Oklahoma area, and these old folk songs where you have these traveling troubadours, and they are, you know, this is how you spread the news, you know, before the internet, as you sang songs, and also the sort of romantic outlaw as well area, you know, sort of person. And so, you know, he's been popular all the way through, and he's influenced so many other artists like Bob Dylan, Bruce Springsteen, you know, who sort of admire his spirit in critiquing society, the government, thinking about workers, about farmers. And then as things progress, other movements can use these songs.
So this is what we're kind of talking about this morning could also be classed as folk music in a very broad sense. For that, like, what? Dissemination of you know, storytelling and stuff that kind of connects with people beyond a genre specifically. There's obviously a different sort of collection of sounds that we'll be hearing this morning, but that kind of folk sentiment of connecting across community is really prevalent in this.
Well, that's right, as well as the musical style, though, too.
This is true. There's a lot of guitar.
It is simplistic, that's
yeah.
right.
A lot of easy to travel with, easy to get up at a rally on a That's stage right. and kind of get a crowd going.
Yeah, absolutely. Sing along. Oh, here we go. In the beauty of the day, a million darkened kitchens, a thousand mill lofts gray.
This song, like, has been known to make me cry. I think this is such a beautiful song. So Judy Collins here. This is another union-related song. Obviously, Woody Guthrie's is a war track, but it is a union song in many ways too. This is very much a union song. What's the context for this, Kirsten?
Yeah, so it was written 1912, the poem. So it was a poem written in 1912 about women's garment workers' strike in the States, but it's also been used for the women's suffrage movement, trade union movement,
miners strikes.
Yeah.
Big Welsh choir sort of like history attached to this as well.
Abortion, landmines, Oh, and you can see it does bring a tear to your eye. You get the communal singing.
This is quite an interesting one as well because of its very specific relationship to women's places in these movements as well, particularly at the time. We fight for bread, but we fight for roses too. I mean, who is not feeling roused by that this morning, honestly? I hope people are feeling very, like, ready to fight the man today in their cars on the way to work.
Rachel definitely
start
is.
A fight with your boss. Don't do that. One thing that kind of comes through strongly, particularly these two songs, because they have union relationships, is that concept of solidarity being kind of a very central tenet of what this is sort of singing about. It's interesting how both of these tracks, they have transcended decades, like, you know, going from a poem into multiple different, you know, so many people have done versions of this song. As I said, loads of choirs have covered this song. And same with the Woody Guthrie song as well. I mean, you know, how many people have whipped that out as their encore song at some sort of gig? I think I'm sure I've seen Billy Bragg play it when he's been in Auckland.
So this is like only 12 years later than the last song.
Don't you know, we're talking about a revolution sounds.
Like a whisper.
Don't you know, talking about a revolution, it sounds like a whisper. While they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time.
Hell yeah, Tracy Chapman. So what context did this kind of appear in, Kirsten?
So this was like on one of her early demos, so she was, you know, talking about this, and she's not just saying, you know, let's have better working hours. She's saying revolution, which is, you know, bigger, and I guess what the sort of people that are anti this sort of stuff would be fearful. So this is 1988, came on her big sort of debut album. But what a history. It's been used for anti-apartheid, Free Tibet, Amnesty International, the Tunisian sort of democratic revolution. And it gets even weirder. In 2023, American country artist Luke Combs has had a real successful version. And talk about the decades, you know, like bringing it back.
It's timeless though. These are all songs, when you kind of class them as like a working class anthems, those struggles are, you know, enduring struggles. And so these songs kind of endure as well. It'd be nice when they're not relevant anymore, but.
Well, I know. I was going to say, what a bum that they're enduring struggles. That sucks.
Wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds.
Joan Baez has come through on the text machine many times. Power to the People, oh, nice. From John Lennon. Lots of
Billy Bragg. Yeah.
Lots of Billy Bragg texts.
The Clash.
Yeah, true.
And I guess it's whether it's because we have a sort of an optimism that music can change the world. You know, like we really see it as something that could possibly help, whether it's just creating swells of emotion or getting messages out or creating unity among the group, you know.
It's an important method of communication. I mean, it is what the Bread and Roses song is about. You're fighting to survive, but also to live, to get a little bit, you know, preachy on it this morning. But it is true. It's what those kind of like higher goals and I guess conversations that those songs tap into really connect with people on that emotional level. I'm feeling roused. I'm feeling ready to take on the day. I hope other people are too.
Okay, comrade.
Shout out to you, comrade Kirsten. We'll see you next week.
Right.
I'm just giggling at some texts I cannot read out, but they're very funny about people's bosses this morning. Thank you for that.
All right.
Have a lovely rest of your day. We will see you next week. Kakite.
Okay, bye.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.
Brought to you by Drake Street Studios.